Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
SBS Radio.
Warga Australia didesak untuk membiasakan diri dengan akronim FAST untuk membantu menyelamatkan nyawa setelah terkena serangan stroke. Stroke Foundation meluncurkan sumber daya yang dirancang khusus untuk membantu orang-orang First Nations dengan pemulihan mereka setelah terkena serangan stroke. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Hall untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo. Rachel Margery berusia 31 tahun ketika ia mengalami stroke dalam perjalanannya untuk bekerja pada tahun 2019 yang lalu.
The first thing I noticed was both my hands went tingling, like pins and needles. And I didn't think anything about it to start off with. And I thought, I'll be right. Then I start realizing that my vision is starting to go splotchy, so like black and white, and I can't focus on anything. And I thought, oh, this is a bit weird. And then I also just started to notice that both my hands went weak.
Ketika ia tiba di tempat kerja, ia merasa tidak enak badan. Namun, meskipun telah menjadi petugas St. John's Ambulance, ia tidak berpikir bahwa apa yang terjadi pada dirinya itu adalah serangan stroke.
I didn't receive the facial drip, but I was becoming incoherent and I wasn't able to put my sentences together. I was slurring my speech. I couldn't even focus to unlock my phone so my work colleagues could call my next of kin for me. So by that point, I knew something was bad, but I didn't realize to the extent of how bad it was until the CT scan came back. And the doctor came in and confirmed that yes, indeed I had a stroke.
Elliot Williams adalah praktisi perawat dan pemimpin klinis untuk St. John's Ambulance New South Wales. Ia mengatakan ada akronim yang sangat sederhana yang dapat membantu Anda menilai apakah seseorang mengalami stroke. Akronim itu adalah FAST. F untuk face atau wajah.
Look at the person and see, does their face look drooped on one side? Can they open their mouth normally? And does the face appear symmetrical? So that is that it looks the same on both sides.
A untuk arms atau lengan.
It's about asking the person whether they can lift both of their arms up, whether they can move both of their arms normally. And that also can extend to their legs. So whether they can lift and move both of their legs normally.
S untuk speech atau berbicara.
Try and ask the person to talk to you. And see whether or not their speech sounds slurred. Oftentimes when someone's having a stroke, their speech can sound particularly slurred, or it might be very difficult for them to say words or to express things in a normal way.
Dan T untuk time atau waktu.
The longer you leave someone without medical care for a stroke, the higher the risk of permanent brain damage. So it's about saying if any of the things in the FAST assessment are positive, that is, if they've got a facial droop, if they can't lift their arms, or if they've got slurred speech, that you need to call 000 for an ambulance immediately. It's also really useful to have some idea about when these symptoms started, because that can be really important information for health professionals in the hospital to know what the appropriate treatment for someone might be.
Stroke terjadi ketika suplai darah ke otak terhenti, baik melalui penyumbatan atau arteri yang pecah. Mereka itu terjadi pada 1 dari 4 orang di seluruh dunia dan membunuh lebih banyak wanita di Australia daripada kanker payudara dan lebih banyak pria daripada kanker prostat. Jude Cherenkovsky adalah manajer nasional Stroke Connect di Foundation Stroke. Ia mengatakan, meskipun stroke sering dianggap sebagai masalah yang mempengaruhi orang tua, mereka bisa menyerang kapan saja.
As you start to get older, your risk of having a stroke does increase. But apart from that, stroke can actually happen to anyone really at any age in their life. So there's a very small number of children each year that have a stroke right through to people that are working age and people that are older.
Ia mengatakan tekanan darah tinggi merupakan faktor utama yang paling signifikan.
So people need to know what their blood pressure is and work with their doctor to manage it. Apart from that, the risk factors are mainly the things we all know about. So it's about doing the things that we know are good for us and keep us feeling really good. Eat well, keep a healthy weight, don't smoke, get some exercise, and speak with your doctor about alcohol and your risk of stroke.
Meskipun ia tidak memiliki salah satu faktor risiko yang terlibat dalam stroke, Rachel Marjorie menganggap dirinya sebagai salah satu dari orang-orang yang beruntung. Rekan-rekannya sangat mendukung, dan selain kadang-kadang ada masalah dengan cara berbicaranya, ia secara fisik baik-baik saja. Meskipun pengalamannya ini merupakan perjalanan yang sangat beremosi, namun hal itu telah membantunya di tempat kerja.
It's interesting when if you've taken someone who has had a stroke and they're older, and then I tell them that I've had one, and the look on their face, they're like, no, you're too young. And I'm like, strokes can happen in young people. It doesn't have to be older generation. It can be even unborn babies can have strokes. So having that communication when I've been transporting patients has been really good because I can empathize with them a bit more.
Namun bagi seorang warga suku Nongar, Justin Kiket, nasibnya tidak begitu beruntung.
I noticed when I was having drink water, water was running down the side of my chin. And then I sang out to my wife. I said to her, I think something's wrong. I was walking funny and I said to her, can you come look at me walk on? Because my walking's not that good.
Ketika ia terserang stroke, istrinya segera mengenali gejala tersebut dan membawanya ke rumah sakit. Namun terlepas dari responsnya yang cepat itu, Justin mengalami kerusakan permanen. Ia kehilangan penggunaan lengan kanannya dan berjalan dengan sedikit pincang.
Try to use my left hand to right and stuff like that. And, had to get the cab modified to the drive. I can't tie my shoelace. I get someone to tie my shoelace. If I can't do anything, I will ask for help.
Warga First Nations di Australia memiliki 1,6 kali lebih mungkin dirawat di rumah sakit akibat stroke daripada rekan-rekan non-pribumi mereka, dan 1,3 kali lebih mungkin meninggal. Usia rata-rata timbulnya stroke pertama pada orang-orang Aborigin dan Torres Strait Islander adalah 17 tahun lebih muda dari pasien lain, dan beban penyakit mereka untuk stroke 2,3 kali lebih tinggi. Menanggapi perbedaan tersebut, Stroke Foundation telah meluncurkan sebuah pedoman baru yang dirancang khusus untuk membantu orang-orang First Nation untuk hidup dengan baik setelah terserang stroke. Buku pedoman yang dinamakan Our Stroke Journey adalah hasil kerjasama yayasan itu dengan masyarakat pribumi. Jude Saranskowski mengatakan memiliki sumber daya yang relevan secara budaya sangat penting dalam membantu menyebarkan informasi yang penting tentang stroke.
There are specific things that those communities really like to see in their health information, and basically the more likable the resource is, so it's written in a way that is good for culture and community, and it's presented the way it looks, and it includes stories from people of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander backgrounds, the more those things are in place, the more likely people are to actually, you know, get into it and read it and get the information that they need and share it with family and friends.
Pengalaman Justin Kiket adalah salah satu yang digunakan dalam Our Stroke Journey itu. Ia percaya jika buku pedoman itu tersedia ketika ia mengalami stroke, hal itu akan membantu mempercepat pemulihannya.
Over time, you learn to live with it. Because the way I think, if you dwell on it, what happened to you, you're sort of like, you won't go anywhere. So when I think about it and talk about it, it helps me to move forward. When I think about what happened to me and how I come through my stroke and to help other people.
Buku pedoman Our Stroke Journey akan mulai tersedia dalam bahasa selain bahasa Inggris pada akhir tahun ini. Dan sumber FAST tersedia di situs web Stroke Foundation dalam bahasa Arab, bahasa Cina tradisional dan Cina sederhana, Yunani, Hindi, Italia, Korea, dan bahasa Vietnam. Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai peluncuran buku pedoman Our Stroke Journey yang disusun oleh Amy Hall untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Hey! sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.